Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Jean-Paul Sartre. Now Jean-Paul Sartre was a French philosopher as well as a novelist and a playwright. His dates are from 1905 to 1980. Okay, 1905 to 1980, and he's best known as a leading exponent of the philosophy of existentialism. Okay, aur exam ke point of view se aapko pata hona chahiye that what are the traits or characteristics of existentialism. Along with this, keep in mind that in the year 1964 he was awarded the Nobel Prize, but he declined to accept it. Okay, so this was the greatness of Jean-Paul Sartre, that he declined even the Nobel Prize for literature. Now the famous work for which he is famous is called The Family Idiot. Okay, now this is a English translation. Of course in French it is a different translation in French. Lekin agar hum English mein translate karenge, then it translates to The Family Idiot. Now it is a very voluminous work, but unfinished work also. Aur ek is cheez ke bare mein hai, it is a study of the 19th century French novelist Gustave Flaubert. Okay, it is a study on that novelist Gustave Flaubert. But as I told you, it is unfinished. Itne zyada voluminous hai that even till his death, Jean-Paul Sartre couldn't complete it. Now few works which he has written, you should also know about. Ek to maine aapko bataya, The Family Idiot. After that, another work, philosophical work that he has written is called Being and Nothingness. Okay, Being and Nothingness. This came out in 1943. Okay, uske baad ek aur work hai inka. It's called Existentialism is a Humanism. Okay, Existentialism is a Humanism. This came out in 1946. Okay, now uske baad with respect to his personal life, let me tell you that he had an open relationship with the feminist and philosopher Simone de Beauvoir. Now, in the world of feminism or feminist literary theory, the name of Simone de Beauvoir is very important. And Jean-Paul Sartre had a open relationship as well as a romantic relationship with Simone de Beauvoir. So you can imagine that two great people loved each other and they were companions. Now along with this, he wrote some other philosophical works also. Ye bhi aap note kar lo, because that is also important from an exam point of view. One is called The Roads to Freedom Trilogy. Okay, matlab it was a three-part work. Okay, The Roads to Freedom. Okay, The Roads to Freedom. This is a trilogy. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है, एंड यू नो द रोड्स टू फ्रीडम केम आउट इन 1945 टू 1949. सिंस इट इज अ ट्रिलॉजी और अ सेट ऑफ थ्री वर्क्स, थ्री पार्ट्स में है ये. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, इट्स कॉल्ड नोजिया, NAUSEA, नोजिया, विच केम आउट इन 1938. आफ्टर दैट प्लेज लाइक नो एग्जिट, ठीक है, नो एग्जिट विच केम आउट इन 1947. उसके बाद फ्लाइज, FLIES, फ्लाइज विच केम आउट इन 1947 अगेन. And then Dirty Hands, okay, Dirty Hands, which came out in 1948. Okay, so these are the names of his works, okay, which express philosophical concerns. Okay, The Roads to Freedom, uske baad Nojia, after that No Exit, after that Flies, and then Dirty Hands. Aur usse pehle maine bataya aapko, Being and Nothingness, and also Existentialism is a Humanism. So itne works to aapko yaad hone hi chahiye, considering that Jean-Paul Sartre was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, which he of course declined. Now after that, in the year 1960, he wrote a very massive two volume philosophical work called Critique of Dialectical Reason. ठीक है, ये भी काफी इंपॉर्टेंट है, ठीक है, एग्जाम के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से काफी इंपॉर्टेंट है, क्रिटिक ऑफ डायलेक्टिकल रीजन. ठीक है, ना उसके बाद आपको पता होना चाहिए दैट जीन पॉल सार्त्रे हैज ऑल्सो प्रपाउंडेड सम आइडियाज, सम फ्रेजेज, एंड व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दीज डिफरेंट फ्रेजेज. वन इज द आइडिया ऑफ बैड फेथ, FAITH, बैड फेथ. तो क्या मतलब है इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ द ओपिनियंस ऑफ जीन पॉल सार्त्रे? नाउ बैड फेथ इज द ऑपोजिट ऑफ authenticity. ठीक है, authenticity. So before I tell you about bad faith, let me tell you about authenticity. See, authenticity as propounded by Jean-Paul Sartre means living life in accordance to one's own true values, beliefs, rather than conforming to external expectations or societal norms. ठीक है, that is what he calls authenticity, and the opposite of authenticity is called bad faith. So bad faith is a form of self-deception where individuals deny their freedom and responsibility and instead try to conform to pre-existing roles or expectations of society. This is bad because it can lead to a life of inauthenticity and alienation from one's true self. Why? Because one is not living by one's own values, beliefs, and rather only conforming to what society or others expect from us. ठीक है. सो बैड फेथ वर्सेज ऑथेंटिसिटी, दीज टू आइडियाज. नाउ उसके बाद एक और फ्रेज है विच यू विल ऑफन रीड अबाउट व्हेन यू आर रीडिंग अबाउट एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म. इट्स कॉल्ड एग्जिस्टेंस प्रिसीड्स एसेंस. ठीक है, एग्जिस्टेंस प्रिसीड्स एसेंस. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लेट मी टेल यू दैट दिस फ्रेज वॉज नॉट coined by Jean Paul Sartre, but it was very much explicitly formulated by him. Okay, though the origin was much earlier, but what is the true meaning of this phrase was formulated by Jean Paul Sartre. Okay, originally a philosopher called F.W.J. Schelling. Okay, F.W.J. Schelling delivered a speech in which he used this phrase, existence precedes essence. And later on, it was Jean Paul Sartre which explicitly formulated the meaning of this. That is why the name of Jean Paul Sartre is important when you read about existence precedes essence. And this phrase is a central claim of existentialism. Okay? So whenever you read about existentialism, always remember this phrase, existence precedes essence. And let me tell you one more. एक और वर्ड का मतलब आपको पता होना चाहिए इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ द राइटिंग्स ऑफ जीन पॉल सार्त्रे. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द एब्सर्ड? एब्सर्ड का क्या मतलब है? सी, द एब्सर्ड रिफर्स टू द फंडामेंटल कॉन्फ्लिक्ट बिटवीन द ह्यूमन डिजायर फॉर मीनिंग एंड पर्पस इन लाइफ एंड द इनहेरेंट मीनिंगलेसनेस. ठीक है, इन द इनहेरेंट मीनिंगलेसनेस एंड इर्रैशनैलिटी ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. ठीक है, एंड देयर इज अ वेरी फेमस प्ले बाय जीन पॉल सार्त्रे कॉल्ड नो एग्जिट. ठीक है, नो एग्जिट, जिसके बारे में मैंने आपको बताया था. ठीक है, In this play, the characters are trapped in a room together for all times to come, for eternity. And because they are trapped, they are also forced to confront the absurdity of their existence and the futility of their past actions. Okay? And this play, No Exit, very much indicates what is the meaning of the absurd in the writings of Jean Paul Sartre. Okay? So, kuch words or ideas aap dhyan mein rakhna, who coined this? And what is the meaning? So what is the meaning of bad faith? What is the meaning of authenticity? What is the meaning of existence precedes essence? And what is the meaning of absurd? Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember these key ideas. After that, the important works by Jean-Paul Sartre. Along with this, remember the fact that he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, but he declined to accept it. And remember two important works. Especially दो वर्क तो आपको याद ही रखना है, बिकॉज इन दीज टू वर्क वट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म, एब्सर्ड, सारा कुछ इन्होंने फॉर्मुलेट किया. वन इज बींग एंड नथिंगनेस. ठीक है, बींग एंड नथिंगनेस. एंड द अदर इज कॉल्ड एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म इज अ ह्यूमनिज्म. ठीक है, एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म इज अ ह्यूमनिज्म. ठीक है.